A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, December the 14th, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Department of Health, the Minister of Health, has said that the numbers continue to rise. At the moment in Zimbabwe, the figures stand at confirmed COVID-19 cases are now 11,246, with 9,451 recoveries and a rise in the deaths. We now have 307 deaths currently. And when we look at the active cases, currently stand at 1,488.
Yes, marvelous. And then in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 72 million people who have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, 1,614,738 people have died. And according to the same hospital, there are over 16 million people who have contracted COVID-19 in USA alone. And out of this number, almost 300,000 have died. So, guys, Rwanda, lamhlanje ke sixoxa COVID-19. Saphinda futhi sixoxe nangalokho okwenzakala eKenya. Lapho sokulabantu abadabuka eZimbabwe asebenikwe i-citizenship. So, ke singangeni kulokho sikhangele iCOVID-19 kulabantu ke abayi 11,246 kule Zimbabwe asebahlolwa kusukela ngombimbitho lonyaka. Bathola vele COVID-19. Kuthi kunani leli kule 9,451 asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi ke abayi 307 sebabhubha. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu 72.4 million asebebanjwe iCOVID-19. Kuthi abayi 1.6 million sebabhubha. Kuzobuya ke kwele Melika kuphela nje kukhanya kulabantu 16 million asebebanjwe iCOVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 299,193 sebabhubha. So ke kukhanya uyamemetheka kakhulu umkhuhlane lo. Bese kusithi kwele Kenya khona ngale kule ndaba ezinye ezibangalisayo. Kulabantu asebephiwe nje ukuthi i-citizenship. Ukuthi bangahlala khona ngale kwele Kenya benze abakwenzayo. Siyabe sixoxa labo lamhlanje khonapha silabo sibili. Limele lilizwe abanye bangkhona silo baba uSibindi odabuka eMatopo. Kuzobuya lo baba uMngane la udabuka eMashonaland ngale. So kunjalo marvelous asithove khonapho.
Aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLife Talk nemuswe muvhuro December 14, 2020 apo tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba ini ndiri kuWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Muno muAmerica tinoona kuti denda iri riri kuramba richitekeshera asitombotarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 11,246 vabatwa ivo neCOVID-19 pari zvino. Totarisa isu vari kurarama nedenda irori reCOVID-19 vakamira vari pa1,488. Tombotarisa zvakare avo vakabatwa neCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi vari pa9,451. Totarisa vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishaya, vakashaya kusvika pari zvino. Bazi rezveutano remuZimbabwe rinoti pane vanhu 307 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarira pasi rose tichitarisa kuti imo muno muAmerica denda iri ranetsa. Uyezve ndoriri kunetsa pamusoro pekutambidzana kwemasimba pakati pavaDonald Trump vanova ivo mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino vachitambidza masimba kuna vaJoe Biden vanova ivo vakakunda musarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa. Asi vaDonald Trump vari kuramba vachipikisa ivo kuti aiwa sarudzo idzi hadzina kuitwa zvakachena. Asi nyaya yeCOVID-19 ndoimwe nyaya huru yatiri kuona kuti ndoiri kunyanyonetsa imo muno muAmerica. Uyezve tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 pasi rose huri kuramba uchikwira neimo muno muAmerica. Tombotarira pasi rose globally vanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 vari pa72 million. Izvi zviri kutaurwa nebazi reJohns Hopkins University reimo muno muAmerica. 1.6 million pasi rose vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri. Totarira imo muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 16 million vachidaudzira vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19. 299 takuda kutosvika pa300,000 cases yevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri imo muno muAmerica. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yatinenge tiri kukurukura. Tichikurukura zvakare zviri kuitika kunzvimbo yenyika yeKenya uko takaona mutungamiri wemunyika iyi vachipa magwaro ekugara munyika imomo kune zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvakange zvaenda ikoko kuKenya asi zvakanga zvagara ikoko kwemakore akawanda vasina magwaro ekugara munyika iyi saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tichikurukura pamusoro pezvazvo tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imomuno muAmerica pamusoro pesarudzo.
Yeah, starting with the COVID-19, there are people who are worried that, some people are not wearing masks. And according to Dr. Agnes Mahomva, who is in the Ministry of Health, she's very worried that many people have actually discarded masks because of, certain reasons. So maybe people are tired and all those kind of things. So Ezra Chisaswanda spoke to some of the people in Bulawayo, and one of them is a health worker. Just listen to what she said to Ezra Chisaswanda.
Batestwe kumbe behambe emalabs batestwe babanjwe abanye bengabanjwe ukuthi balawo umkhuhlane wona lo bayabaleka ukuthi bangakwarantayo behle bebaleke kobulawayo begadiwe abanye ngabagade omalayitsha befume bekwamanye amazwe because bayabesala ukungena ku-isolation okukwarantine abantu bayafa liqiniso likhona umkhuhlane wecorona bayafa abantu ngawo bakhona abanye njalo abawusilayo kiwo kodwa iningi labo liyafa and abanye bafa belokhu bekudenial ukuthi balo mkhuhlane wecorona abanye benza kuze kube ngathi benza ngabomo ngoba bafuna ukugqoka amamaski abafuni ku-social distancer abanye abafuni ku-physical distancer vele ngoba bafuna ukuhlala endaweni eziminyeneyo bekhipha amamaski besondelelane bekhulume bekhavulelana amathe bengelandaba calaceleni nje ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo ngumkhuhlane obulalayo ongatshiyi isizwe singelabantu sebefile abantu basayenza imicimbi kuhanjwe nje emcimbini sigide hawu kube mnandi kungabi indaba zalutho abanye abanathayo bayahamba emabhawa betshintshanisane ngezikali zotshwala kungabi indaba zalutho nje vele kube ngani ngumkhuhlane ongekhoyo kodwa umkhuhlane ukhona siyananzelela ivini ezimfeni abantu bayahlala ezimfeni lanxa becetshisa ukuba nabangabuthani endaweni eyodwa kodwa abantu bayabuthana bengavele befike endaweni eyodwa sebekhohlwa ngamamaski ngoba sebefike emfeni bayakhipha bejikelele baqalise kwamamaski ngxa inxa sebefike emangcwabeni sokuthi gqoka nini amamaski but abantu bayafa sibili ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
That's one of the health workers in Bulawayo. She's very worried that people are discarding masks and to her it's a very serious problem. So before we cross over to Kenya, we've got another person who talked to Ezra Chisaswanda in Bulawayo. Let's listen to what he said to him.
Igama lami ngudumile Bholoboza Ncube. Ngilapha koBulawayo kwentuthu ziyathunqa. Zazisathunqa kudala intuthu, kade sazisathunqi ngendaba zokudubeka, ngendaba zemumo welizwe. Kade sikhuluma kunje, sikuDisemba iKhisimusi inyangoma ngase sithengele abantwana izigqoko zeKhisimusi. Ngabe sesishophile, ngabe sesikhumbula abadala ekhaya. Kodwa ngesimo seCovid esingenileyo, hayi kubi lo nyaka. IKhisimusi ayiso zibe mnandi. Ngokubuthana kwabantu kungavunyelwa. Nxa kuthiwa abantu babe ngu-50, abantu babe ngu-20, abantu babe ngu-30. Khona lokhuyana kuyapha kuphambanisile kakhulu. Abantu abaningi abasebenzanga, abantu abasebenza abantu. Okunye okukhubileyo abantu kakhulu yukuthi kuthe kunjalo abantu abazisebenzayo abalemthova abalamateksi bathiwa kabangene egatsheni lukahulumende lwezuku abaningi abakwanelisanga ukuthi bakungene because wathi hayi into ze-government azisisi ndawo abantu abaningi abangenanga bakunanzela sokusekugcineni khathesi njewalibona kunje silayinile silayinela amabhasi akula transport amabhasi mabithwane amakhombi mabithwane abaningi ngase bezitshontshela ukuthi bangene kukho khona lokho uhlelo lukahulumende nabanye abangangenanga kulo uhlelo lonalolo impilo sibili lonyaka Khisimusi hhayi asiyiboni ukuthi ngafanana lemli iminyaka edlulileyo siyabe siqamba manga kusenziwa yi-COVID kusenziwa kungasebenzi kusenziwa yisimo selize sibuzo ngoba kade singikhuluma ipetroli ikhwelile xa kukhwela ipetroli kukhwela yonke into so siza kuthini sifuna ukuya emakhaya ipetroli ikhwelile kumele sithenge amagrosari siza kwenza kanjani konke khona lokhu akwenzakali.
So that is Mr. Ncube, a marvelous season. Bulawayo is talking about what is happening in the country. He's really saying things are not going well in the country. So now let's turn to what is happening in Kenya. So what is happening in Kenya is that there are some Zimbabweans who actually settled in Kenya in the 1930s. So now nearly 1,700 of those people have now been granted citizenship. So according to some of the people who were there on Saturday at Nyao National Stadium, where there were celebrations to mark the country's independence celebrations, President Uhuru Kenyatta actually granted those people citizenship. I'm happy that we've got two of those very happy people, that is Mr. Zephaniah Mungani and Mr. Michael Svindi. So we'll start with Mr. Zephaniah Mungani, who has to tell us exactly what is going on. Mr. Mungani, welcome to the program, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, tell us what happened to you.
It's a great day. It was a great day for us, Veshona, here in Nairobi, Kenya, because we were granted citizenship by His Excellency, the President of Kenya, President Uhuru Muigai Kenyatta. After being here for quite a long time, we've been here for years without having any documents. So at this time, when he granted us citizenship, we were very much happy. That's how we are here in Kenya.
Did it take you by surprise?
Actually, it didn't take us by surprise because we had presented our plea to the government for citizenship. So we saw it coming, although it came slowly, but we saw it coming.
So tell us how you feel about all this.
Actually, I cannot describe my happiness because I'm quite overjoyed. I'm very happy. I might, if you could see me, I'm actually jumping up and down because of this, of what happened here.
So how many people were granted citizenship there?
A total of about 1,600 people were granted citizenship because all these were adults and some were children and others of below age. So, but all of us were granted citizenship.
So is it that they were selecting using certain kind of criteria, or they just picked everybody that they thought was supposed to come on board?
No, they picked all those people they knew who had been here in Kenya for all those years, since the early 60s there. So they picked all of them and said, this one should be granted citizenship.
So how many are you there, and how many are not yet granted citizenship?
To my knowledge, all of us were granted citizenship.
Uh-huh. So let me hear from Marvelous Mtlanganyawuye. Marvelous, we've got an esteemed gentleman here talking about the granting of citizenship to some Zimbabweans who originated from Zimbabwe in the 1930s. They're now in Kenya, and it's exciting news, you know?
Yes, I'm interested in knowing, how did you keep the language going? Do you speak the local language there, or you still keep to your own Shona and Ndebele or other languages?
Yes, Mr. Mungani, do you still speak other Ndebele and Shona, and then you speak Swahili as well? So there's that question.
Oh, yeah, I can speak Shona and Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, maybe if you can ask him to tell us in Shona, how he maintained that language, especially the Shona, for his kids, his family. How was it easy?
So she's asking whether it was easy for you to maintain the language with the kids and everybody. So just tell us exactly how you managed to do that.
Chakaita kuti tikwanise kuramba takachengeta mutauro wedu nechekuti kubva mukuuya kwakaita wabereki wedu munyika inoyi. Hawana kuda kuti tipesane kuti mumwe ogara kwake kwake, asi takagara munzvimbo imwe chete ino inonzi Kiambu, panzvimbo inonzi Kikuyu. Saka ndopatakanga takangoona takangoungana chese, saka hatina kukwanisa kuti mutauro wedu wamadzibaba edu urasike. Pakangorasike mabhima iri matatu, asi mutauro wedu ati tinoutaura zvakakwana.
Mm-hmm. Ko vana vari kuzviona zviri nyore here kuti vataure mutauro wokumusha, uyezve munovadzidzisa tsika dzekumusha here?
Saka manje ndati tingangora sipangangora sike mazwi mairi kuti matatu zvao asi mutauro kana dai mudzimba dzedu kana dai ndekupi tinotaura nemutauro wedu wababa wedu kuitira kuti tiwirirane. Saka kana Chiswahiri chaicho kwatiri isecond language nekuti mutauro wedu chaiwo tinotaura mutauro wamadzibaba edu. Saka vana kwavari zvinovanyore kuti vabate mutauro iwoyo vanotoudzidza kubva kune vabereki.
Makawanda sei vanhu vakawanikwa vachipiwa magwaro ekuti mugare imomo muKenya uyezve makaenda ikoko rini zvazvaita sei?
Isusu vamuri kutaura navo ava handi havana kuenda asi kuti takatozvarirwa muno muKenya ndo mataberekerwa saka tinoziva munomu. Saka vakatouya muno muKenya vabereki vedu ndo vakauya vachiuya nedzira Mwari. Saka ivavo ndo kuberekwa kwataitwa muno muKenya. Saka isu tinongoziva Kenya chete.
Yes, so and I believe you've got Mr. Michael Svindi with you there. Can I talk to him? I'm told he's just nearby.
Yes, he's quite here.
Yeah, Babu Svindi, unganjani?
Yeah, nichonile.
Nichonile, Baba. Akutshela abantu Svindi kuti wena lapho abazali bakho kumbokoko bakho abavela khona kungapi? Akubatshele khonoko.
Yeah, ngingakhuluma nje kancane kodwa kakhulu mina ngingathi ekhaya ngikwazi sidabuka khona kodwa-ke ngisizwa nje abazali babentshela bathi sivele ematopo. So ngikhulele lapha konke okuningi okwaseZimbabwe angilakho kangako.
So akutsho ke ngokunikwa i-citizenship ukubona njani khonoku uselenikwe i-citizenship?
Ukunikwa kwethu ama-citizenship sajabula kakhulu. Into esenza sijabule ngeyokuthi thina abazali bethu baphume elizweni leZimbabwe seseyirodisha ngebhangeli likababa Johani. Yikho-ke besihla besiya eSouth Africa, besuka eSouth Africa bebuya eZambia, besuka eZambia bengena eTanzania, besuka eTanzania bezofika lapha eKenya. Yikho kakhulu lapha eKenya yikho bahlale khona baze bafela lapha elizweni leKenya basitshiya singabatwana sikhulele lapha. Ikakhulu into esiyaziyo kakhulu kulapha eKenya yikho sikwazi kakhulu.
So ke singathi kumuli yakho kulabantu abangaki abalokhu besenelisa ukukhulumisa iNdebele, njalo kwini okwakulihlupha lingakabi ngama-citizens elingakwanisi elingalenelisi ukuthi likwenze?
Ngathi imuli yethu yonke ikhulumisa iNdebele njengokuba abazali bethu babevele bekhuluma sona isiNdebele. Into enkulu kakhulu athi sihlupha ngeyokuthi abantwana bethu beyaswela imfundo ngenxa yokuswela izincwadi. Ekuhambeni nje loba lapho yabe usiya khona kulama-roadblock ezinye emigwaqweni lapha ukuthi uyabuzwa i-ID uyiswele kube nzima ukuthi uhambe. Edorobheni sibili loba uzihambele edorobheni ungahlangana lepolisa wawusesaba ukuthi eyi ipolisa leli lizangiyekela kumbe silihambama. Yikho kwakusihlupha. Abatana bethu babe abaningi ngani namhlanje bakhuluma njengawe lapho khona lapha e-America ngifunda kodwa kwehlula baphongurawunda lapha sesisabafundisa nje imisebenzi yezandla enele yokubaza ekuluka amabhasikiti ekukhanda yimisebenzi abayikwanisayo ukuthi be emahhofisini abakwanisanga ngenxa yemfundo.
So libona ngani ngathi seliyakwenzani pho?
Mina namhla ngomvulo athi ngiphiwe isithupha ngomgqibelo. Namhlanje ngomvulo nje sobe ngicabanga ukuyathatha manje i-ID ngenxa yokuthi leyani ibiyi-certificate. Uthi ngathatha i-ID ngitsho ngiyedinga lapho engiya kuya khona ngike ngiphume loba eNairobi ngiyefika eKisumu or ngiphume lapha eNairobi ngike ngiyefika eMombasa ngisiphethe. So ngibona ukuthi kulo muntu ozangibuza yini ukuthi nana singabisi pimpa sakho.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. Sicela ubambe khonapho ke before we do any other thing. Let me say, can you mute ibhathani yeni khonapho? So what he's saying is that, you know, they were facing very serious challenges, you know, before they were granted citizenship. And one of the issues is identity cards. You know, he says if you don't have any identity card in Kenya, it's a problem. So police can ask you about some of those kind of documents. And if you don't have any, they ask you so many questions. And he says basically their children did not attend schooling because they didn't have any ID cards. So they ended up doing some menial jobs. And they taught them how to, you know, knit some kind of clothes or, you know, do some kind of metal work and all those kind of things. And at the end of the day, he says, they may also venture now into businesses like Kenyans because now they're Kenyans.
Aha. Regai timbo dzokera kune vamwe munyarikani wedu tivunze kuti saka makawanda sei ikoko zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvaikoko kwamuri kuti
kuno takawanda sezvamazvichitaura kuti tinorarika chiuru chimwe chete tinoneka takusvasvanhira zviuru zviri papapo.
Pane zvamaitadza kuita here musati mawana mapepa amazopiwa?
Sevanhu takagara takaberekwa tikakura tisina matsamba hatina zvitupa, saka kuti tishande mabasa akafanira muno munyika muno mutanga tisingakwanisi, saka izvozvi ndo zvakaita kuti tingorambe tiriwe pasi tiwarombo, nekuti taingoshandaiwo mabasa amaoko iwayaya ekuweza mabasa akadaro, asi kuti tishande mabasa chaiwo zvakafanana nemabasa ekunyorwa mumakambani muhurumende, izvo taisakwanisa. Kuti tinovhure mabhenki ekaunti kuti tiwanewo maakaunti ekuti tichengete mari dzedu dzatiri kushanda taisakwanisa, nekuti mabhenki muyamuya munoda mudikiri maid card, zvino wani kana usina haukwanisi kuvhura akaunti. Kuti munowanawo kuti munorejista zvinhu zvakafanana mabhizinesi enyu zviri munzira yakafanira, hataikwanisa nekuti zvese zvazvinenge zvakuda maid card. Saka chaitoti kana wakutoda kuti urejiste basa rako wotonotsvaka munhu ari wemunyika munomu ane chitupa chake ndiye achakubatsira. Zvino ipapapo pakutoda trust yakakwana, nekuti mumwe uchamudaro mangwana okutsotsa basa rako riyariya iwo wapachena hauna kwekunomhangara. Saka ipapapo ndokuta zvakanga zvichitinetsa kwazvo zvakuita kuti nhasi uno zvatapiwa setifiketi kunzi taama Kenya, ndo chiro chiri kutipadza kwazvo kuziva kuti iyezvino tichashanda mabasa edu takasununguka tichiita chipi nechipi takasununguka, kana kutsvaka rubatsiro chairo kuhurumende tinenge tichinotsvaka takasununguka, nokuziva kuti taave munyika munomu taakuwanikwa kuti macitizen emunomu.
Now Mr. Muungane, briefly, what were the problems that you faced before you became citizen?
There were so many problems that we faced, but I just mention a few. As you know, being a foreigner, being somebody without any documents in a land where you say it's your land, you have to face challenges as of arrest, police arrest, such challenges. When you want to go, when you're sick, you want to go to hospital, you cannot be accepted because you don't have an ID card. So those are some of the challenges we faced before we became citizens.
Thank you very much.
Can you
mute? Yes, marvelous. We've got another guest here. Hold on, marvelous. Hold on. So we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Chitando. Maybe you can introduce him. Let me just bring him in. There he comes. He's Mohammed Ali Chitando, something?
Mr. Chatonda.
Chatonda, yes.
Quiet. Mr. Chatonda, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Sorry, I couldn't get the link on the PC, so I'm on my phone. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, we can.
Oh,
we are now going to the U.S. elections. Can you tell us your view as a Zimbabwean? Today we see that the electors are all over, you know, the states are going to be counting are now going to be putting together what came out of their states. Please take us through that process and then what happens after today?
Yeah, I want to be very clear and say this is a process that we didn't even know, we didn't even care about soon after elections, in a normal elections. We just waited for the day of the inauguration of January 20, normally. But because of the Mabiri Bobi started by Mr. Trump, everything is up in the air now. So today, all the states are going to certify the electors are going to certify the elections as elected, as the results in the elections. However, because there is this commotion, we really don't know. One, there are two possibilities. The electors who should confirm to the Constitution and to the normal practice or the precedents should always go along with what the election results were. But seeing that this is abnormal times where some wrenches have been thrown in the works, we don't know if there would be one, some electors who revolt and try to push the other candidate who was not elected by the people, or there could be another set of people who pronounce themselves to be electors who also submit their view in the electoral envelope that will be sent to the Congress. So that abnormal occurrence is very rare, but in these days I've stopped saying something is very rare. So if you are 99.99% sure, sometimes the 0.1% can happen. So we will still be interested. We won't know with certainty what the states have chosen to do, whether there's opposing electoral votes or anything like that. Of course, the news media have got their informants. We might know something here and there about the state or so, but it's not going to be really definite until those envelopes are opened and counted at Congress on the 8th of January.
Saka tombotaura nerurimi rwamai kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika muno muAmerica muzuva ranhasi, chii chichange chiri kuitika panyaya yemamiriro akaita sarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa?
Yeah, nhasi ndopa panobuda ma electoral college vakuru vanotsidzira kuti ma electoral votes akawanikwa nava Trump nava Biden ndiwo chaizvo chaizvo, vobva vatsikidza vasaina vatenderana, vogotora envelope yacho yakavharwa yakapisirwa kana kuti a sealed envelope, ndiyo ichatumwa kuimba yematongerwo enyika kune avo vachazozarura maenvelope iwavo, vachiverenga kuti zvatinoziva nezvatinofunga ndizvo zvichaitika here, kana kuti pazopindawo vamwe vari kubatsira kuda mukuru wenyika Donald Trump, ari kuramba achiti iye akahwina nokuti akabirwa maelection. Zvisiri zvinhu zvatsigirwa kumakoti kana kukoti huru ine magweta akasarurwa naiye Trump wacho, hazvina kubuda zvaaifunga kuti magweta awa apa achanyara kuti nokuti ndiye akaasarudza vacharerekera divi rake, asi haana kunzwisisa kuti magweta ekoti anonyatsotevedzera mutemo neconstitution. Nyangwe zvavo vakave maliberals kana maconservative, asi pane kamu kanogara pakati mumutemo munyika inoyi kanoramba kachitevedzerwa.
zvokuti mutemo chinhu chikuru zvikuru. Saka ini zvangu pakufunga kwangu nekuziya kwangu ndotofunga kuti hapana chichachinja, tichatotsvaga masvutu isu vamwe tinopfeka zveislam tisanotukwa kuti kana tadaiwa kuzoona Biden achiitwa president musi wa 20 January panenge pane runyararo pasina bongo zvozvo. Asi zvaitwa zviri kuitwa mazuva ano zviri kunakidza zvachose zvokuti zvashamisa nyika yose yose.
Aiwa, regei ndimbofunza zvakare, tombotarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 kwamuri kuSouth Carolina kwakamira sei, uyezve imi kana nhomba iri kutaurwa iyi vaccine ichinzi yauya, muchakwanisa here kunge muchibayiwa vaccine iyoyo?
Ini nhomba iyi kana yauya ndinotomhanya kulaini rokutanga ndini, and ndinodzida dzose, inobva kuPfizer, inobva kuModerna, inobva kuNovavax, inobva kupi. Kana iye aimbotaurwa inobva kuMadagascar dzese ndibayei. Nokuti ndaona vanhu vachitambura ini ndanga ndine chirwere chekanza nditi. Saka ndaiuya kuNew York kwenyuko, muri kuDC, but kuNew York ndokwandaenda kune madokta vana mazvikokota ekanza, nekuAtlanta nekuno kuSouth Carolina vachinditarisa. Pakazosvika nguva yekuti kana kuti ndiiswe muemergency, zvaitoramba vachiti iwe chitodzokera nendege, nokuti mibhedha yose yekuemergency yakazara. Kana kuno kuCarolina, kuSouth Carolina, hospitari yedu ihuru chose, uye guta randinogara rinonzi Spartanburg tine vanhu 37,000 chete. Saka unogona kuenda kuhospitari uchinorapwa in 5 minutes. But mazuva ano hakuchatomboiti, mabhedha yese akapera, vanhu vari kukosora, vari kurwara, vari kushaya. Saka chirwere ichi ndechechokwadi, masaindisti ari kuidza kuti achibate. Zveshuwa kune vanozoda kuita business rokuti vaite profit, that's normal panyaya dzese. Asi chikuru chiripo ndechokuti tofanira kuziva kuti business munyika mose, kungave kuAmerica, kuZambia, kuMalawi, kuZimbabwe, kuRussia, business vanhu, hakuna munhu webusiness anoda kuuraya vanhu. Zvinotaurwa zvese zvekuti Bill Gates anoda kuuraya vanhu chichi, kusaziva nokusada kufukura kuti munhu azvizivire chokwadi. Hakuna munhu anoda kuuraya vanhu. Izvo ndo zvinondizivisa inini kuti kana mushonga uripo, sure, seni zvangu mudhara nezvirwere zvangu izvi, ndikapuhwa mushonga uyo, kuda unotodavidza zvimwe zvinhu ndobva ndafa, hazvina mhosva nokuti muviri wangu unenge wakanganisika. Asi hazvisi zvokuti pane vanhu vanoda kutiuraya. Izvo tisambozvinyengedze.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chatonda. Then I'd ask him a question, Gibbs, that would he take the vaccine, you know, if it comes, and, you know, maybe you just answer in English before we go to our next guest.
Maybe before we answer that, let's get Mr. Mbusani Busontini. You know, he says he'll be here for only a few minutes. So Mr. Ntini is an independent political commentator. Mr. Ntini, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Hello, Dr. Fabulous.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you so much. So tell us, what is happening today in USA? We see that the electors are choosing or electing a president. Are they going to do the right thing? Or maybe they're doing what they're going to do, things that are maybe outside the norm?
So today is a big day. The electors are meeting in their respective states to vote. When you look at history, history has taught us that about 99% of the electors in the past, they have voted in support of the public vote, the popular vote, and also in line with the parties that sent them or elected them to vote. So, you know, they'll be meeting in a few minutes in many states in the East Coast. And we are hoping that they will do the right thing. You know, they will respect the popular vote and also, you know, the parties that actually elected them to represent the party.
So is it constitutional for them to actually cast their votes according to the popular vote?
No, there is no constitution provision or federal law that requires electors to vote according to the results of the popular vote in their states. You know, however, at the state level, some states do require that the electors, you know, vote according to the popular vote, and there are consequences for not doing that. But, you know, in most states, there is no such thing. But when you look at the people that are elected, it's not me or you, just the random people. These are people that are either leaders within the party or are people that are being recognized for their service by the parties. So it's an honor to be, you know, put in that listing. And most people, it would take, I don't know what it would take for them to, you know, not, end up not voting the way they are expected to vote. But we do realize that if that is the case and it does happen, that no candidate or no, you know, team receives the 270, you know, electors, then we'll be forced to see the members of the House being the ones that are voting. There's about 435 of these members of the House. That would be the best thing that can happen to Donald Trump. Because if it goes to the House, you realize that the Republicans are actually controlling more of the states. As the members of the House, they have to vote state by state. So that could really work in Donald Trump's favor. But like I said earlier on, 99% of the electors, they've always voted the way they pledged and the way they committed themselves to the party. But I don't see anything happening, but you never know. We have to wait until January 6, 2021, when Congress actually counts the votes.
So we see that there are some Republicans, you know, who are saying, you know what, we're not going to recognize the election results or the Electoral College votes. And one of them is Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana. So he says, you know, let the process play out. What can you say about that?
No, I think what's happening, they keep shifting the goalposts. I think it's expected. They are trying everything within their power. But when you look at what happened with the Democrats when Donald Trump won in 2016, they also did the same thing, but in a different way. You know, there were all these, you know, issues that were being challenged throughout the 4 years. You know, he was even impeached. So I think what they're doing here is just making noise. They are trying to be as destructive as much as they can. In other ways, to some of them, it's actually payback for what the Democrats did to Donald Trump, I believe.
Yes,
sakwonto uhamba njani kodwa nxa sikhangela imbali yokhetho bajayele ukuthi belandele i-popular vote ivoti eyiyo eyapha upresident elect uBiden lo vice president elect uKamala Harris i-306 electoral votes. Siyabona ukuthi kungenzakala ukuthi kwenzakale okunye okubi kodwa i-99% of the time bajayele labantu abantu ama-electors ajayele ukuhlonipha i-popular vote njalo bajayele ukuhlonipha amaphathi ayiwo abathumile ukuthi ama-electors. So bazavota namuhla, then amavoti azathunyelwa e-DC ku-Congress akumele afike mhlaka 23, 2 days before Christmas. And then amavoti la azavulwa mhlaka 6 January 2021 lapho azavalwa khona. Then impumela yakhona kungahamba kuhle. Actually, vele kuzaphelela khonapho. Kumele ngokukhethwa kwakhona, xa ukubalwa kwakhona, ukhona uzathola amavoti ayi-270. I-team liyana yiyo ezaba inaugurated ngo-January. Kumbe kungenzakala ukuthi ama-members e-House angu-435 kube yiwo agcine evota nxa yokuthi ama electors ehlekile ukukhethe i outright winner ethole 270 votes kodwa mhlaka 20 January 2021 inauguration izoyenzakala whether ku-inaugurator uBiden lo Harris kubuTrump lo vice president wakhe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu-ke umute-ke khona ngapho-ke ifoni yakho. So marvelous, we still have got our guests, Mr. Zephaniah Mungani and Mr. Michael Svindi in Nairobi. So maybe let's cross over to Nairobi right now, marvelous.
Maybe we can also ask them, were they following the elections, even though there was two, you know, happily, you know, looking at getting their citizenship, looking at Barack Obama is actually from Kenya. Have they been following the elections?
Mr. Mwane?
Yeah, we've been following the elections in America.
Mm-hmm.
Though, you know, not on a keen mood, because knowing that we are not citizens, we have nothing to do, and so we just followed it like anybody else.
Saka munoona sei zvanga zviri kuitika kuno ku America. Vamwe vari kumbotaura nezvazvo here ikoko tichiona kuti Barack Obama vai baba vaibva ikoko Kenya.
Kunyanya vazhinji seyo ndikiri vari muno mwanga vachifarira kwazvo kunyanya nekuziva kuti vaBarack Obama chizvarwa chemuno saka iwo vaifarira kwazvo kuona panenge pachimira vaObama saka zvakazopinda vaninge vaTrump. Pakaratidza vaTrump vakaratidza kunge vane karusarura zvino havana kuzovafarira saka vazhinji vanga vachifarira vanhingi ava vakapinda vava zvino saka vazhinji kuna Trump havana kunge vachinyanyovafarira zvakanyanya.
Yeah, Mr. Mwane, going forward with your certificates, what are the rest of you going to be doing?
The rest of us sezvamunoziva tanga tiri sevanhu tanga tisina chataakuronga manje taakuchironga upenyu hwedu kuziva kuti iye zvino izvi zvatava nemacitizen zvatava macitizen panapa chataakuda ndechichi kuti tizive upenyu hwedu kuti kubva ipapa taakuchigadzira upenyu hwedu pane zvatakanga tisingawani zviya ndo zvataa kuchigadzira kuti tiwane.
Munomboenda here kuZimbabwe kana mune urongwa here wekuenda kuZimbabwe?
Kuenda munoza tagara tiri vanhu tisina matsamba saka zvokuenda kuya kuya ataikwanisa kuti tiende asi iye zvine izviwo sezvo taane citizenship yemuno unogona kuapplya pasipoti rako wochibuda kunze kwenyika izvozvo ndo zvamanzwa mumwanga achitaura achiti zvoda kutozvafanana nekutesta kuona kuti ndikaapplya passport ndichapiwa here ndichafamba here uri kuende uri kubvepi izvo zviya ndo zvataakutoda kuti tione kuti zvinoitika here nekuti hatisati tanyatsodaira kuti zvaita apo nekuti kana usati wabata so uchiri kutombotsvaka kuti idi here kana kuti aiwa pamwe ndiri kufananidza ndiri kurota saka toda kuti hope dziya dzatiri kurota kuti raidi tiritobva taona kuti zvedi hope dziya dzasiri hopeba asi kuti ichokwadi waakugona kufamba kwese kwese kwaunoda kusiri kuZimbabwe chete kana kunana America uko kana kunana Britain chero kwaunenge wada chete.
Ndaichida kubvunza kuti ivo purezidendi veimomo vakaziva sei nyaya yenyu?
Vapurezidendi vakaziva kuburikidza nekuchema kwataita kuburikidza nemagrupu ena UNHCR ndo vakatimirira vakanzwa chichemo chedu kune Kenya Human Rights Commission vakanzwa chichemo chedu vakaona kuti zvedu apa pane vanhu vakadzvinyirirwa apa vari kuchema vari kushaya anowanzwa ndo vakatora chichemo chedu vakachisvisa kuhurumende dakara chikanosvikira vapurezidendi ndopo vakachizotora danho manje rekuti kwete ava vanhu vanofanirwa kuti vapiwe citizen.
Thank you so much.
So, in English, can you tell us exactly how you are going to hang your life? Starting from today onwards, how are you going to do it, Mr. Mungani? Because you are saying that it's as if it's a dream, you know? So, how are you going to change your fortunes?
Actually, it's true. It's like, it's as if it's a dream. Now, we want to see if that dream is, because the dream has come true. Now we are going to see what we shall do. First off,
After we get the identity cards, we are going to open bank accounts, maybe do some legalize our businesses, do many things which we could not do before we had these identity cards. So this is what we are going to do. And above all, we need to make sure that our children get proper education so that in future they can also sustain their life, not to depend on that and the works we've been doing like carpentry and such. They need to also to work to get proper jobs, like office jobs, those white collar jobs. So not to be like us.
Babu Sibindi, usi apambili lizasebenza njani ngokubona kwenu?
Ngokubona kwethu kathesi sesingabantu besingayisiwo bantu elabantwana ngenxa yokuthi thina kathesi loba sengingathi ngingabhalwe ofisi nakusayensi, kodwa-ke kubantwana bethu besifuna ukuthi baye phambili. Sifuna labo bengene umsebenzi loba ngiyobapholisa yena le yalapha. Sifuna loba bejoyine loba i-ofisi ze-migration. Sifuna sibe lama-pilot aba abantwana bethu, sibekwazi ukuthi hhayi namhlanje loba ngihlezi lapho umntanami usemsebenzini othize, kuyimfundo le abazayifunda ukusukela khathesi ukuya phambili. Sengifanele ngihluphekele ukubafundisa lapho engisebenza khona, ngisebenzela abantwana bami ukuthi befunde imfundo enhle.
Ye, kodwa uliza kwenza njani konke lokho? Njengoba ekhuluma ubaba esithi kungani libona ngani liphupho?
Yazi, ukubona njengephupho yikuthi asikabi siyaphiwa amaphepha. Uyazi, kunenye into eyokuthi nana in your life awuzange uyibone. Uyabona, thina besisizwa kakhulu ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuthi even ngaso kufika izikhathi zamavoti ngengqondo yakho uyabona ukuthi ngani bekuyintando yami engingakhetha uzibani, kodwa-ke awulalutho ongalwenza ngalo ukuthi umkhethe lona umuntu ubuphonga ukukhangela kuphela. Yikho namanje sesingabantu, even nxa sikhuluma nje sitsho njalo ukuthi kufanana lokuthi liphupho. Ngingakuthi kulo nto eziningi esikhulu esingakwanisi ukuzenza kufikela namhlanje, kuba yisimanga ukuthi namhlanje ususiba umuntu othi a senza hamba njengabanye abantu ngingethuki. Yikho ukuthi umngane uthi nani akungazathi liphupho.
Yes, Mr. Mwande Mungani, your last word, sir, before you go. Just your last word.
My last word is to thank the government of Kenya for considering our plea. They took it and they gave us citizenship. That's my last word, to thank them and to thank the whole world for supporting us, for congratulating us. This is what I'm really happy for. That's my last
word. Marvelous.
There's a question here from Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He's saying, are you willing to come back home in the future to Zimbabwe?
Actually, already I'm at home here because I'm already a Kenyan, so I'm at home. Maybe I could come there as a tourist to see the home of our forefathers, the home of our fathers. But I'm already at home here.
So do you have relatives that are still in Zimbabwe and do you communicate?
Maybe those few who usually come here to visit Kenya, those are the ones we know, but most of them, maybe one or two whom we don't know, we have never met, but only through Facebook and such like, but very few.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. Sibongile kakhulu baba khona ngapho Sibindi. Lobaba Mungani, selling at Kumanje Konokoge, this Hambele. Inkosi Lubusise, thank you so much.
Thank you too, thank you.
Okay, bye bye. So, those were our two guests, you know, very important guests, marvelous. Mr. Mungani and Mr. Sibindi. They are now Kenyans. You know, they are enjoying it and saying, it seems as if it's a dream, you know. So, but it's not a dream, it's very true. They're now citizens. So, we are now remaining with the two other guests, Mr. Musani Busontini and Mr. Chatonda. So let's go ahead and wrap up with them.
Maybe Mr. Chatonda, as we wrap up, what's your view? I'd ask you about the vaccine, actually, that there's this vaccine that everybody's talking about for COVID-19. Personally, would you take it? What are your fears? You know, what are you hearing about the vaccine itself?
Well, as I said before, I will take the vaccine. Of course, there are risks because most of these vaccines have been rushed through the process because of the pandemic has been very destructive. Just to put this into perspective, you know, the rate of death in this country today is like we have 747 airplanes crashing every day. And if you put that into perspective, you really see that this is a pandemic of very, very high magnitude, and we can't. I would take it, and I feel bad that there are some people who say they won't take it, because what it means is if you don't take it, you remain to be the weak point within the community that will keep spreading that disease. Because even if I take the vaccine, I don't know if I'm protected for a week, 2 days, 3 months, or 1 year. There's no, we don't have enough data to know some of those statistics as yet.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, we thank you so much. And maybe just your last word.
Not yet, Novelous. Just go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were behind time, but since we still have time, tombotarisa nyaya yemamiriro akaita nyaya yeCOVID-19 ikoko kwamuriko kwakamira sei parizvino. What is the situation there when we come to COVID-19? You were just explaining that, putting it into perspective, it looks like four, you know, jumbo jets are crashing the rate of death at the moment. But what's the situation like in South Carolina there?
Yeah, the situation is really bad. The problem is that those who don't know that there are people suffering, they're having their life, you know, and going about, and some even saying, oh, I don't see COVID, I don't see people die. But all they need to do is go to the hospital and see how people are really suffering there. And it's not a joke at all. And the sad part about it, you could be talking to me today, and tomorrow you hear that I'm gone, you know. So, and some young people seem to be able to withstand the effects of COVID, but this is a very bad disease, regardless of how it started, whether it's from China or from monkeys or from baboons or from bats. It doesn't matter. We have it now, and we really need to work together to get control. Before I finish that, I just say I almost cried when I was listening to the Kenyan brothers talking. Mm-hmm. We have all this OAU and SADC. That this matter has never been brought up, that Zimbabwe could not understand the translation of the law that say you are a natural-born citizen if your mother is from Zimbabwe or from Malawi or from South Africa. These people should have had provisional passports from Zimbabwe a long time ago. So it's really painful. It shows me that the African governments, we still have a long, long, long way to go as far as humanitarian issues are concerned. And my hat's off to Seven, though I think it's time for him to go. But this one, I really, really thank him for what he has done.
This one is from Kenya. The president of Kenya is the one that gave them citizenship.
Oh, that's I'm thinking Uganda. that's Uhuru.
Yes.
Yes. So
yeah, Mr. Kenyatta.
So
yeah.
I do thank Mr. Uhuru for doing this, and I want to tell those citizens that they should never be ashamed. They are Kenyans, but they are just as much Kenyans as they are Zimbabweans as well. I don't care what the law, the rule, everything say. This stupid European borders that make us Bantustans. I mean, I seriously have a Malawi passport, a Zambia passport, a Mozambique passport, and a Zimbabwe passport, and I don't care what anyone says, because I think those are my countries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, now looking at another issue, lastly, you know, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in Mozambique, where he's discussing the ISIS crisis, you know, in that country. So there's a security situation that Mozambicans are facing. So right. Now let's bring in first Mr. Ntini, Mbuso Ntini, to weigh in on this issue, what he thinks about this kind of crisis. And then we'll ask Mr. Tonda to come in as well. Mr. Ntini, what do you think about the crisis in Mozambique? And can Zimbabwe now help with other third countries because Mozambique says it is facing a crisis?
Yeah, I think terrorism is a bad thing world over. But I think issues like terrorism are best, tackled through organizations such as AU, SADC, or even the United Nations or NATO, where countries are all coming together, pulling resources, pulling resources in terms of money and also the force, soldiers. What I don't know about the case in Zimbabwe, I'm not privy to all the details, is Honorable Idi Mnangagwa going there representing Zimbabwe, or is he representing SADC?
He is part of the Troika, I think, SADC Troika. So he's handling it in that kind of respect.
So if that's the case, if he's representing, SADC, I think it's a good thing to do. We just have to make sure that Zimbabwe doesn't end up shouldering most of the, work. We don't get blamed or get hit back by ISIS as the ones that actually send our own soldiers. I think if the soldiers are going there, they should go under the SADC umbrella, and there should not be any country that is the one that is shouldering all the, the funds and the resources and also sending, the army. Zimbabwe, I don't think we have the budget for any of these. People are struggling. Our healthcare system is on its knees. So definitely we don't have the resources to go at it by ourselves. But if it's definitely under SADC, I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. Yes.
It's good to help our neighbors.
1 minute, Mr. Chatonda. What's your take on that?
Oh, my take on that is that it's too bad that the world doesn't want to uncover the problems of issues like this ISIS and all that. It's all about money. And it's all about taking advantage of the disadvantages, advantaged, so that they can cause trouble all over the world. Me being a good Muslim, I never support you or anyone else to fight or take someone's life in order to force them into your way of living. That's not how human beings behave. And I hope that apart from fighting ISIS, there is a consensus around the world that there is no interference in our country, in Africa as a whole, from ISIS, from America, from Britain, because this is what causes all the problems. They should just let Africa resolve its problems by itself. We have enough problems as it is right now.
So we've come to the end of our program today, Marvelous, and we wish to thank our guests this evening. From Kenya, Mr. Zephania Mungani and Mr. Michael Sibindi. They have become the new citizens of Kenya. And then in USA, we had Mr. Busan Busontini. He's an independent political commentator. And then we also had Mr. Mohammed Ali Chatonda. He's in USA as well. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
Tinotenda vachatonda kuSouth Carolina kwamuri. Vanova ivo vanoona nezvenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vari kuSouth Carolina uko. Kuti mauya pachirongwa. Thank you very much. I'm signing off in Washington, D.C. I'm Marvelous Mtanga Yahuya. Just to remind you that this is a pre-recorded program, so by the time you watch this program, some of the figures we gave you on COVID-19 may have changed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngatikurukurei.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe. Good night.